And now West Georgia's first news for this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. While hoping to reduce the number of accidents on a strip of county road just outside of Carrollton, Carroll County Commissioners and the state of Georgia on Tuesday approved reducing the existing speed limit of 55 miles per hour on a 2-mile portion of Lovern Road down to 45 miles per hour. Carroll County Chairman Marty Smith says that portion affected is from Ingram Road on County Road 215 to Carrollton city limits.
This is at the intersection of the back entrance off Lovern Road to the new stadium. The traffic is built up there. We coordinated with the city another collaborative effort and project there of making it more of a four-way. We've had several serious accidents right there because they topped that hill there. So it's been a long time coming.
Carroll County is responsible for installing and maintaining the new signage. Villarica Mayor Jeff Reese reflecting over his second year in office during his State of the City address on Tuesday and specifically focusing on employee retention. In recent years, the city has lost a number of employees to both the private sector and other municipalities that were able to offer higher wages.
In today's job market, that has to change. Other cities and counties are aggressively trying to poach our well-trained employees, leaving us the option of retraining or doing less. We need to train and retain a quality workforce in this city.
During 2018, the council approved a pay scale study that allowed the city's salaries to be comparable to similar-sized cities in the state.
In the past, starting pay and pay raises were subjective and given without a full understanding of their long-term effect on pay grades as a whole. Better pay, better accountability was the focus in 2018.
Reese also telling constituents yesterday that the city was able to save nearly $500,000 after restructuring employee health plans this year. As of late Tuesday, only one person had qualified to run for the citywide special election in Temple to fill the vacancy on the Temple City Council created by the resignation of District 3 Council Member Todd Rothwell. And that lone qualifier had been city council person prior to Rothwell, Holly Miller, this week showing interest in returning to council. She did not seek re-election in 2015 after serving two consecutive four-year terms in that role, but on Tuesday, she said she would be excited to work with the current council and believes it is a group that can be positive and move forward. Qualifying for the District 3 council seat in Temple continues today at City Hall, ending at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Well, two Atlanta men facing multiple charges after leading Carroll County deputies on a high-speed chase on I-20 and into Temple Monday afternoon while working traffic enforcement. On I-20 westbound, Carroll County Deputy Zach Gossage's tag reader alerted him of a stolen vehicle which passed, a black 2009 BMW. Gossage notified Corporal Chad Sheriff, who was parked 2 miles away underneath the Pleasant Grove Church Road Bridge, that the vehicle was coming in his direction. Corporal Sheriff located the vehicle and attempted to initiate a traffic stop near the Bar J Road overpass. The vehicle instead sped away, reaching speeds of 110 miles per hour as it exited the interstate at exit 19. Deputies pursued the vehicle northbound on Highway 113, eventually turning on Highway 78, then into a subdivision where the BMW crashed into a drain culvert. The suspects then fled on foot but were eventually apprehended by deputies and K-9 Hind. Deputies located a firearm in the vehicle. According to the report, each suspect blaming the other for the weapon and stealing the vehicle. No injuries were reported. The owners of a popular barbecue restaurant in Tallapoosa are putting up a $1,600 cash reward for information leading to the identity and arrest of the suspect alleged to have burglarized the eatery earlier this week. According to surveillance video and Tallapoosa police, after hours Sunday, a black male wearing a light gray sweatsuit, brown leather square-toed work boots, and a white toboggan entered the Smoking Pig Barbecue off Highway 100 and took from the restaurant an undisclosed amount of money and a gun. The suspect is believed to be driving a 2005 or newer Ford F-150 single cab with a diamond plate toolbox. We've posted the surveillance picture of the suspect to the News Talk 1330 Facebook page. Anyone with information should contact the Tallapoosa Police Department. Well, one of Carroll County's biggest employers is realigning its business to grow sustainability and profitability. Carrollton-based Southwire says it will reorganize its executive leadership and business structure. According to the company's press release this week, through the new alignment, Southwire is placing an increased emphasis on its core wire and cable business and looking at opportunities to focus more intently on areas like metals management, modernization, research and development, and systems optimization. Leaders are assessing their team structures and working to identify and address any opportunities, redundancies, or overlap that may result from the new organization, which will include a restructure in the company's salaried management workforce. The University of West Georgia's Tanner Health System School of Nursing online doctoral degree being compared to similar programs at prestigious institutions like Johns Hopkins University, the University of Florida, the University of Alabama, and Texas A&M University. OnlinePhDDegrees.com has ranked the 20 best online doctoral degrees in education programs, and UWG is ranked at number 19. The 20 online doctoral education programs were chosen for several reasons, including student satisfaction according to acceptance and retention, notoriety, breadth of curricula and coursework, and student resources. They were also cross-referenced with other rankings and lists to ensure credibility and popularity. The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists the job growth outlook of EdD and PhD professionals at about 10% over the next 8 years, faster than average, with a median annual salary of approximately $90,000 per year. The King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, would have been 84 years old on Tuesday, and to mark the event, University of West Georgia history professor Steve Goodson joining WLBB's Community Voice program to discuss the impact of Presley and why new generations should check out his work and others from that era.
It's Elvis's birthday. It's always good to remember older music and older artists who sometimes are forgotten over the course of time. It's like the past is like a vast diamond field or gold field in terms of all the music and movies and things back there. Trying to tell my students just because it's in black and white doesn't mean you can't watch it.
For an interesting listen on the history of Elvis Presley, listen to the entire interview with Goodson. It is now posted online at newstalk1330.com. And for breaking news throughout the day, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.